quite a bit of excitement in the local area and over the nation in so-called flying saucers. It started in Texas and spread to a large part of the world since. WKAP broadcast a special recorded interview with a sheriff in Texas who said he had witnesses of a so-called flying saucer, which appeared to be a brightly colored egg-shaped object 200 feet in diameter. I'm out speaking with Major Donald E. Kehoe on the telephone now. Major Kehoe is director in Washington, D.C. of the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, which is a civilian organization which was organized over a year ago to investigate the subject of flying saucers. Major Kehoe, would you have a statement to make on the recent flurry of sighting reports?
Yes, Ron, I'd be glad to. These reports, which seem to be very authentic, indicate that an unknown type of object, completely alien to anything that we have made, just a report on this earth, has been operating at a very low altitude, and that this machine has some kind of force field which can cut out or affect the circuit of a car, headlights, radio, TV. There are a number of incidents in the past that have been on record that prove that this can be done. Several cases when UFOs have flown low over areas, TV sets have gone on the brink, and cars have stopped, radios also. But these new cases are so authentic because they were reported, particularly the White Sands case, by trained scientist, one man who reported that his car radio faded out and then his engine stopped, and 10 other drivers had the same experience. And they all saw this strange object about 200 to 300 feet long, and matter of fact, it was later estimated to be even larger, up to 500 feet, moving at very high speed, obviously under control. Now, this type of machine was seen apparently the same time in Chicago sometime later, and a similar object was seen perhaps 2 or 3 days before that over the Fiji Islands. So that there are several of these things, according to the reports, operating around the Earth. I think that this follows the principle laid down by Professor Herman Oberst, the great rocket designer, Wilbert Smith, formerly head of the Canadian UFO Project, who indicated that any object with its own gravitational field should be expected to have an electric magnetic force field, which would have similar effects, exactly like the ones described. However, there's one other angle, which I don't like, and some of the engineers I've talked with agree that if this man, Mr. Stokes, was severely burned, as now seems to be indicated, there may be radiation involved. In that case, it is something that should be investigated very seriously. And you may want to know that the Air Force has just released a statement. They have alerted all of their radar stations here and abroad, and also asked the Canadians to watch out for UFOs and make instant reports. So that within the next 2 days, we may have some very important new information on this subject.
Well, thank you very much, Major. There's one other thing. Yours is a civilian organization, so I can't ask you for an official statement from the government angle. But there's a new book which has just been published last week called Saucer Post 30 Blue, written by Leonard H. Stringfield, a former editor of a magazine devoted to flying saucers. In it, Mr. Stringfield challenges both directly and indirectly the Air Force for withholding information in this, or not in this, but in similar cases in the past. Would you have a comment to make on the official attitude with regard to unidentified flying objects?
Well, it's changed so many times, it is hard to pin it down. It has varied from complete denial of their existence to statements that they were real, and official records which were not released have said that they were not only real, but were very probably spaceships. But the latest stand is that there was no evidence of their existence. That is, that was the stand up until a few days ago when these sightings began to come in. However, behind the scenes, you will find that there's a very intensive investigation by Air Force Intelligence trying to run down each one of these reports. There is a really authentic one. And it is extremely serious. They know it, and I think this is going to force them into admitting it publicly.
The Air Force, in this particular case, has said that it's undertaking an investigation of the object as it was described, both in Texas and near the White Sands Proving Ground. In the latter case, there were two MPs, military policemen, who announced that they saw the object. And just today, we received an Associated Press dispatch which said that a Coast Guard cutter off in the Gulf of Mexico reported seeing also a UFO, and they tracked it on radar for 27 minutes. What happens to these military reports?
Well, in this case, the reason these things have broken into press is that you have a situation that's gotten out of control officially. Ordinarily, those things would never have been known. The people on the highway near White Sands probably would have been asked not to talk, and this scientist or engineer who was working for the Air Force White Sands Proving Ground would have been told not to talk. But because of all the excitement over Sputnik 2 and then this race of sighting, it has broken out, and I don't think that they're going to be able to stop it. You're going to get more and more reports which have an official link.
One other thing. The 4602nd Intelligence Group is the one which investigates most of these flying saucer reports, is it not?
That's right.
Is this the organization which has been called into the Texas sightings to check them?
Well, they haven't named it, but there's no doubt that it is, because that's part of their order, the standing order, whenever any sighting occurs. And their agent or team from the 4602nd is to get there as quickly as possible.
This object in New Mexico was sighted by units of the military establishment and others right near the White Sands Proving Ground, which is outside of Alamogordo. There has been a past history, has there not, of these objects being seen over a period of years near what you might call sensitive areas?
Well, that's right. They've been seen many times over Los Alamos and Alamogordo and Lake Ridge, besides, of course, the military stations and naval air stations. They've got a very great deal of interest in atomic energy bases and bomb collection centers.
One thing further, in regards to the committee which you are head of, there is a wire service report which says that an investigator from the NICAP is in the area. His name is James Lee. Is it normal in a case like this to investigate personally these cases?
Well, wherever possible, if we have a member who can get on the spot and get reports, we approve of that. That doesn't mean that he is a skilled scientific investigator, but to collect the facts. In this case, Lee happened to be a few miles away, and he wanted a tape recorder and got over there as quickly as possible, and just to interview with the permission of the sheriff and some very valuable information. And he relayed it to us, and at the same time gave the story to the press wire. And we are going to ask all members that they do this, mindful of the fact that they are not speaking for NICAP, but they are collecting information for it. And we not only like to have that done, but we wish that any of the public who have authentic UFO reports should send them in to NICAP in Washington.
What seems to be the consensus as to what these things are, if they are things and not just some sort of misunderstanding?
Well, I think you can rule out the misunderstanding, because it would mean that you'd have literally hundreds of the best qualified observers, pilots, airports and so on, who were simply deluded or carrying out practical jokes. But if you accept the fact that they know what you're talking about, and then these things are real, in that case, they either have to be secret weapons made here on Earth, or they're from outside the Earth, from some other world, which is more advanced than we are. We have certainly ruled out the fact that they are our own weapons, because we wouldn't be building the same type of missiles and airplanes, conventional things that we are now. However, the Russians, of course, still haven't said anything about, recently that is, about the saucers, and it's quite possible they may claim that now that all this excitement has been stirred up, that the saucers are there. Now that's just as ridiculous, because for 10 years they've been working hard on ordinary airplanes and missiles, and if they had such a perfect global weapon, 10 or 12 years ago, they would have forced the Earth, the world nations to surrender, and they would be surprised. So I think